Samuel to Solomon, chapter 14. The fruit of offended dignity. Every Bible reader is familiar with the story of the choosing of Saul as king over Israel, and of his fall and sad end. From a modest, gentle youth, who would allow no harm to be done to those who had mocked at his being chosen king, he degenerated into a hard, cruel, vindictive man, who had no scruples as to the means he used to seek to murder one whom he unjustly regarded as his enemy. Not a man can be found to offer any apology for his persistent efforts to take David's life. Not only did he seek David's life, but his causeless hatred of David was so great that he slew those who even unconsciously aided David to escape from him, as well as those who worked in any way connected with them. The spirit of murder possessed him. 85 innocent and defenseless priests, with their families, were slaughtered by Saul at one time, because one of their number had been hospitable to David. What was the cause of this? What had he done to Saul that so roused his enmity? Nothing whatever. He had been Saul's faithful servant, and Saul had loved him for his good qualities. One little thing led to this train of murders. When Saul and David were returning after David had slain Goliath, the women came out with instruments of music to celebrate the victory, and sang, "Saul has slain his thousands, and David his 10,000s. That was enough. Envy and jealousy took possession of Saul. And Saul eyed David from that day and forward. Hear what he said. They have ascribed unto David 10,000s, and to me they have ascribed but thousands. Well, what of it? No fact was altered by what they said. David himself had laid no claim to any honor. If Saul had been more valorous than David, the song of a few women would not affect the fact. And if he had not, then the envy was so much the more causeless. But self-love is an extremely sensitive plant. We naturally have an exaggerated sense of our own ability or importance. Then we are anxious to have others think better of us than we know ourselves to be. And if they should by any chance estimate us below our real value, that is fatal. How often we see Saul's pettishness duplicated. One person is offended because another is preferred before him. Somebody is given a position which he thinks he ought to occupy. "I'm as good as he is," or "I'm not treated fairly," is said or thought, and bitter feeling is cherished against the favored one, who may be entirely innocent of any self-seeking. Not just as surely as Saul sought to kill David, and murdered many innocent people in his mad attempt, just so surely is there murder in every man's heart when he becomes soured because somebody else is honored, and when he has a feeling of envy against one who occupies a place which he thinks he himself ought to have. Hear what the word says. If you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not, and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descends not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. There we have the truth of the matter. The man whose feelings are ruffled because he is named second, or has to accept an inferior place, has in his heart not only murder, but every evil work. And withal there is some discontent and dissatisfaction that does not cease even when the coveted honor is gained. Only wisdom's ways are pleasantness, and the word of wisdom is, "Be kindly affection to one another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another." E.J. Wagoner.